the morning.
With Ray Gustafson. Would you look at that?
8:12 on the Moody of the Morning Show, Thursday, April 19th, 2018. And it is time for the wow factor. As is inevitable, we just kind of look at the whole list of things and go, wow, there's a lot of stuff going on around here. And to tell us about that and remind us about that, every Thursday morning, we bring into the house Tess Carriger from St. Joseph Today. Good morning, Tess.
Good morning, Pat.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
So what's going on this weekend?
Lots not happening, but I have to say, you know, it's exactly 1 month until Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass.
What, a month?
So we better start warming up.
I was gonna say, we better start cranking up the heat around here.
Yeah, definitely. So Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass, that's Saturday, May 19th, noon to 8 in Whirlpool Centennial Park. Tickets are on sale now, and I don't know, it's kind of what... If you build it, they will come. If we hold this festival, it will warm up.
Yeah.
So it's time to get your tickets for that. But lots happening here in April as well. So starting today, Thursday, April 19th, Lake Michigan Vintners host Wine 101 with LMC Program Director Michael Moyer from 5:30 to 7 p.m. The Krasle Arts Center hosts their Art Play Workshop. This is held in conjunction with the Berrien County Cancer Services. Sister Lakes Brewing hosts their Team Trivia from 7 to 9 p.m. Forever Books has Storytime with Poppy at 10:45 a.m. At Czar's, it's karaoke night. DeBlon Vineyards has their artisan market at 5 p.m. At Forever Books, they have their book talk and signing with Tia Miles at 6:30 p.m. At 12 Corners, they have their beer versus wine smackdown at 6:30 p.m. At Lazy Ballerina Winery, they're hosting Crushed, a wine cocktail competition at 6 p.m. A lot of competition in the wineries tonight.
I guess.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
At Big B, it is Thankful Third Thursday. So $1 from all specialty beverages purchased today will be donated to the United Way. So a great way to give back to the United Way, head over and get your coffee there. At the Livery, they're hosting Community Pint Night for Water Street Glassworks tonight. The Bistro on the Boulevard hosts their Italian wine dinner tonight as well. At the Hanson Theater in the Mendel Center, there's Pechacucha at 7 p.m. House of David at Eden Springs, they've got their Blossom Time Royals baseball game at 3:30 p.m. Be sure to check out Eden Springs Park for all of those historic baseball games. The season has started now. At Watermark, they have their Connected Souls Beer Run at 6:30 p.m., and at Chili's, it's the Give Back Night for the Logan Autism Center. Moving on to Friday, April 20th, Lake Michigan College has their LMC student recital at noon. At the Livery, there's live music featuring the Deep Fried Pickle Project at 9 p.m. Those are some of my favorites.
I always love the name. Just the name alone, Deep Fried Pickle Project.
Absolutely. And I like how they describe their instruments, too, as they say zombie instruments because they've made them themselves.
Oh.
So it's just a really fun... It's just really fun, lighthearted.
Ragtag bunch of folks that are having a good time.
Exactly, Pat.
All right.
At Lazy Ballerina Winery, it's their Flight Fridays. You can get $3 off wine flights from noon until 6 p.m. Watermark hosts Sushi Night at 5 p.m. Lazy Ballerina Winery has their Cavalier and Releve, I apologize, Riesling wine release. At DeBlon Vineyards, they're pouring at Cicilanio's Market at 4 p.m. And at Three Pillars Music, it is Record Store Day. Moving on to Saturday, April 21st, the Mendel Center has their 1964 tribute band at 8 p.m. The Livery has live music with Dirty DeVille at 9 p.m. Wanderlust hosts their trail and campground suggestions within driving distance of St. Joe. This is one of their ongoing programs, so you can figure out where you can get an easy weekend away camping as, again, the season hopefully warms up. At Surrette Nature Center, they have their birding bunch at 8 a.m. and they've also got a wildflowers program happening. North Pier Brewing hosts their 4:15 a.m. beer release at 3 p.m. This benefits the Alex Mandarino Foundation. At St. Joseph Public Library, they're having their Money Smart Week. And at Oak Ridge Community Church, they have their 2018 Men of Strength Conference. At the YMCA, it's Healthy Kids Day. And at North Pier Brewing, they'll be down in New Buffalo as well. There's a beer festival happening there. At DeBlon Vineyards, they will be pouring Under the Vines at 1 p.m. Finally, on Sunday, April 22nd, DeBlon Vineyards hosts live music with Chris Baer. Lazy Ballerina Winery has their Earth Day Succulent Planters. That's a program happening at their Bridgman location. At Fernwood, they're celebrating Earth Day from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. And at Lazy Ballerina Winery, they have their Pop-Tarts and Mimosas.
All right.
That's now, what's happening.
Unless you have decided that you need bodyguards, you have a couple of guests that have joined you in the studio this morning.
I do, yeah.
unless you didn't notice. Are they Secret Service or?
Shh, Pat, be quiet.
Okay,
no,
I'm sorry.
Just kidding. So I have here with me today, I have Mark and Chris here. They are from Red Arrow Home Inspection.
Oh, very good.
New business in Southwest Michigan, and they're here to tell us a little bit about that.
All right, gentlemen. Good morning. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having us. I appreciate you spending a few minutes with us this morning. Basically, we're a new home inspection company. We opened up in the middle of last year, and we're very proud to be on the radio. We some of the different things that we are offering is we offer 15% to veterans. And all of our inspectors are professionally certified. We have a full range of ancillary services. We're very customer service oriented. So if you call, you're going to get an inspector. You're not going to get a secretary or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. We really strive to continuously improve our products. So we've been able to team up with some really great realtors who've been able to help us out along the way, and we feel very lucky for that.
So talk a little bit about the process. When you go in, and largely I'm guessing that the majority of the time your services are involved when people are buying and selling a home because they want to know, you know, what's current condition, and they want it documented and, you know, and all that. So talk a little bit about the process of what you do when you go in.
Both myself and Chris are professionally certified inspectors. We've been trained to essentially go through all aspects of the home, everything from the roof to the foundation. But we also, in rural situations, can do well inspections,
okay.
Things like that. But we try to make sure we inspect and fully observe all parts of the home and surrounding property. And we try to make sure that we're, first and foremost, we're protecting our client.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to get into a situation. We want to be there for them. We want to make sure we point out any problems that the home might have,
sure.
Anything that might in the future cause problems, and make sure that they're aware of what they're getting into.
And I would venture to guess that you have a pretty good eye that, you know, John Doe might not be able to see through certain situations, you know. For example, maybe there's a little trail of, you know, looks like just sawdust or whatever along the, you know, windowsill or whatever. And you're going, oh, wait a minute, you know, that could very well be the sign of termites.
Right.
Whereas
right.
Somebody else might go, well, maybe they were cutting a board here recently.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and that's a lot of it. I mean, I think one of our biggest things that we try to identify is water intrusion.
Sure.
Water intrusion is a huge issue with homes.
Yeah.
Anything from, you know, foundations leaking, the roofs leaking, the gutter systems not being attached properly, things like that. So, I mean, it's our focus is a lot on water intrusion. Pest inspection is part of the ancillary services we offer as
okay.
well. So, yeah.
With the name Red Arrow Home Protection, I'm going to go out on a limb here and guess that you're probably located on Red Arrow Highway.
No.
Ah!
Actually.
No, see, there I go. I went out on the limb and cracked it off and fell to the ground.
Actually, the business is located in St. Joseph, Michigan on Niles Avenue.
On Niles Avenue, okay.
Chris and I decided to name the company after Red Arrow Highway, which is named after the Red Arrow Regiment, which was the 32nd Regiment in the U.S. Army that
okay.
served in World War One and World
sure,
War II.
Sure, yeah, just honoring a little tradition.
Yeah, and we have, we have both my parents and grandparents that served in the armed forces, so that
excellent.
Was why we really wanted to kind of hit on that, and that's
sure.
why we also
honor the heritage, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Very cool.
So
how can folks get a hold of you if they're interested in availing themselves of your services?
We have a Facebook account, obviously our phone number, which I don't know if I'm supposed to give that on.
Yeah, go ahead, sure.
It's 269-208-9037, and then we also have a website, which is redarrowhomeinspection.com.
Right.
And an email address, which is redarrowhomeinspection@yahoo.com.
All right. Very good. Well, good luck in your new venture and all the best.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate St. Joseph today and 94.9 having us.
All right. Happy to have you. All right, Tess Carriger, anything else for the good of the order this morning?
Of course, you can find all of this and more at stjoetoday.com. We're also on Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. You can visit us in the Welcome Center, too. We're at 301 State Street, right in downtown St. Joseph.
Very good. Have yourself a great day, a fine weekend. We'll see you next week on
Thanks,
The Wow Factor from St. Joe Today.